News that Pennsylvania-born comedian Shane Gillis will no longer be joining the Saturday Night Live cast this fall is fanning a visceral debate in the local comedy scene. Comics who saw Gillis's rise to fame at Philadelphia open mics are split over what's pushing boundaries and what's offensive. WHYY's Jimena Condi reports.
Not long after SNL announced one of Pennsylvania's own had landed one of the most coveted spots in comedy last week, Shane Gillis went viral. Video surfaced of Gillis using a racial slur for Chinese people and making fun of Asians trying to learn English.
When you put this kind of stuff out there for a large audience, whether it's racism or homophobia or whatever, it's increasing that sentiment in society.
Seth Fisher is a comedian who's done stand-up in Philly. Gillis has apologized for his comments, but Fisher says SNL did the right thing by letting him go, because what comics say matters. Fisher is one of dozens of local comedians now locked in a fierce debate over what's pushing the edge and what's punching down. Jesse Dram thinks SNL was wrong and says a lot of audiences like that style of comedy. He points to recent specials by Dave Chappelle and Bill Burr, which have also drawn criticism.
Bottom line is that the comics who are making big money, who are filling out theaters and arenas around the country, they're doing edgy comedy. If comedy is making a big change, that's not what audiences are saying with their dollars and cents.
Greg Mann is the head of the Philly Improv Theater, which stopped working with Gillis in 2017. He says Gillis's firing allows people to focus on the positive, including the hiring of Bowen Yang, SNL's first Asian American cast member.
I think that's the kind of progress that a show like SNL wants to be making, and the kind of progress that the whole world of comedy should be trying to make. You know, encouraging more voices, more diversity, more viewpoints.
Jimena Condi, WHYY News.